little man, my goodness, he's really getting on my nerves.
Welcome back to Not My Bag. I'm Joe.
And I am George.
And today's big guests are... we've got Marcus and Misha!
Woo! I ain't been introduced like that in ages.
We're so happy you're here.
Do you like that?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that felt good.
It's been a long time coming, isn't it?
I know, right?
I know, Oh, what is going on? Okay. Yeah, what is going on? He just wanted to jump straight in. What's going on?
Tell us, what's going on?
Wow.
We argued all the way here.
Did you?
Yeah. No, we didn't.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay,
no drama.
Like, tell us more.
Counselor cap is on.
Yeah, do you know, usually it's me getting told off, to be fair.
Is it?
Yeah.
And why is that?
For being in the right.
Oh, no, yeah, yeah. Man,
I feel you.
You can be in the right and get told
I'm
off.
I'm usually in the right, sweetie.
Really?
Yeah.
This
is us arguing.
So how long have you guys been together?
Well, it's forever.
How many years have we
yeah,
been
married? Yeah, I know this now. I worked it out just in case we were asked, yeah? It's nearly 20 years.
Is it?
Yeah, but how long have we been married for?
15 this year.
All right. No, because usually he doesn't remember. And I'm like, it makes me feel like, hold on, ain't it supposed to be the other way around?
Yeah,
the man's not.
I hear it.
Don't usually remember.
I never remember those things.
I'm not going to lie.
George does.
You guys don't look like... old enough to have been married for 15 years. Do you know what I mean?
Like six.
What? Maybe we won't say that.
Tender age.
She is older than me though, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the toy boy.
Yeah.
Love that. Sugar mama and toy boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think, we actually found out before this, we got the same birthday, didn't we?
Yeah.
Crazy.
We would never have known that.
May
we?
The 8th.
I know, May the 8th, the best birthday out
the
there.
Best
everyone.
Birthday, mate. Yeah. I'll be sending you texts on your birthday saying happy birthday. Happy birthday,
mate.
I'll be sending you one.
I love that. Well, if anyone at home doesn't know, we were on Gogglebox with Marcus and Misha.
Mm-hmm.
And what a time it was. What a time was had.
What a time, mm-hmm.
wasn't it? Obviously, you were on a lot longer than we were.
Mm-hmm.
But to start off with, how did you get onto the show? Because it seems like a different story for everyone. So that's one thing we wanted
way
to know.
Back. When did you first join?
Let's go
join.
Way back.
28.
Oh,
early in
was it 2017, 2018?
Okay, fine.
And I was at my salon, yeah. And it's a natural hair salon for black locks, black people,
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah.
It's relevant me mentioning that, yeah.
Yes.
Because in walks this white guy, yeah.
Wow.
Similar looking like you,
yeah.
Right? In it,
yeah.
And I'm thinking, don't know what I can do for him.
Like, getting probably, a tongue out the back, yeah. Like,
you want, do you know what I mean?
Debt collector,
fence,
yeah.
So he comes in and he says he's from Gogglebox and he's looking for new families for the new series. So I'm like, Undy, definitely.
Undy.
Undy. So I said to him, where's your ID, bruv? You can't just come in here saying you're from big Channel 4.
Yeah. I'm never at the salon usually, you know. I'm there fixing.
And he happened to be there.
Right.
Yeah.
So he says, no, genuinely, I'm from the show. Like, genuinely and that. So I said, all right.
Badding him up.
Yeah.
Do you think it took him 10 minutes to get the courage to walk in? Because he probably saw you looking up.
Yeah. She's like, nah, man. Where's your ID, bruv? Coming in and you're from Big Channel 4.
I'm from South.
No ID.
First thing, he's like, sold. We're having him.
Yeah. And
after he's like, yes.
Literally.
She's got that fire.
He then goes, I said to him, what's the audition process then? And he says, we'll just set up a few cameras in your house. I said, oh, I've heard enough. Cameras.
Yeah.
Definitely fed. Definitely fed. Isn't it? But then, he managed to convince me.
Okay, cool.
And I'm the jarring one in our house.
Right.
Jarring as in, come on, guys, let's bond.
Yeah, yeah.
You got one in your house?
It's actually me. Weirdly.
Mate.
I am the, like, gel that holds everyone
let's
together.
Let's spend the day together. I'm
like, yeah, let's do things.
I love family time.
Same.
Exactly.
Oh, let's play cards. Let's do Ludo.
Yeah, that's
Monopoly.
So jarring. Heck. Christmas time, always. Wants to play cards, wants to play board games.
These
sometimes
bastards.
I flourish in that environment as well.
Yeah,
you know what
same.
I mean?
You guys are the same people.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, come on, let's do something.
So I bet
like,
this was ideal for you, like this.
Because I'm like, okay, come on, guys, let's audition
so
then, innit?
Literally just
something
turned
to
up
do.
The salon.
Just turn up.
Yeah,
do you think
so
he'd like?
She got a tip off, like someone was like, they're funny.
That's so
well,
random.
They came, a few years Gogglebox came, I said that to you, a guy from Channel 4 came a few years ago, right, before, when I was doing up the salon, and I've got a successful boxing gym, and at the time, my older boy, he was boxing for England, and that was just the only way. So I was I'm not interested.
Yeah.
But then...
Maybe you're on
back.
The radar, yeah. innit?
So
maybe they were fed in on
that's
for
good
a
though.
Bit.
To someone be
in
fair. A car.
We was on the oboe.
We was on the oboe. This is her, right? Pretending to be young, you know. Talking like she's one of our kids. But on the oboe.
Do you know what so though? Funny. It was a similar thing for us where we didn't believe it because I got a DM and I was because it was COVID times true, and they'd just seen a TikTok and she was like, so I was looking up her name.
We
and
shut him down.
They were like, it's fake.
He came downstairs, he was like, look, I've got this text. And we were like, upstairs. So we just like walked off holding his phone. And then I run upstairs, didn't I? And I was like, look, let's
I'm
check
sat there
name.
Like the FBI.
And
like,
then she was a researcher.
She was a, yeah, casting lady. So then, but ours took, I don't know about yours, the audition thing took about 6 months for us. Don't know if it's the same for you. It was a long time.
Ours was about a week.
Yeah. It was literally a week.
They came in, they filmed with us, right?
Yeah.
They put a set up, their set. It was something for me to do with my daughters and her because she's at that stage, you know. You don't spend no time with me. And No, you was.
I don't act like that. I'm a bit more ghetto. You don't spend no time with me. I'm more there. Than
right. But I thought, right, because I'm always in the boxing gym with my boys. So I thought, right, I'm killing two birds with one stone.
Family time.
And I'm getting paid. Do you know?
It's a win-win.
I'm going to spend some time with her.
Watching TV.
I've got to get paid.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
You found the middle
that
ground.
That is the ideal situation for anyone in life.
Ground. Right. Yeah, yeah. So that was it. So it was like doing that. So they came round and they've done it and we're just being ourselves. The girls are fighting on the sofa.
Yeah.
She's cutting her eye after me.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not taking nothing seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Bit of band. Is,
yeah.
Just band.
Yeah. Yeah.
They then called us and said, asked us if they could use our audition in the next show.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's good. Yeah.
They wanted us to sign.
We obviously shit.
We had about 3 records and then I think they lied to us the final one because they didn't want us to be nervous. And then we got a text on the Friday being like, you're on tonight's ep. Like, we just had no idea.
Yeah.
And then I was going to Brighton for my ex's birthday. So I completely overshadowed his entire birthday because I watched us on TV. And I was like, really sorry about your birthday.
Birthday.
Yeah, I got everyone to watch.
That's very pick me, isn't it?
Oh, actually, right,
George. I have to deal with
what someone's
pick
got.
Me, yeah.
Pick me behaviour.
Right. But the only problem that when you get people to watch, because we've done that a few times, you get them to watch
and, you're
and then you're not even in it. You're holding the remote.
Oh,
you were so brilliant at doing the remote, babe.
That was
the worst.
Do you know what? The remote thing, you really get some practice in it. You like flip it round. You're doing a little like bam, bam, bam.
That's so
no, I absolutely loved that bit. And the takeaways, we always get asked for people online, like, oh, about do you get a free takeaway?
You
but we were saying like before,
everyone,
like,
you
we,
eat a lot of food, didn't you?
We ate a lot.
Makes you hate takeaways. Like, literally, I was sick of takeaways.
Same.
The worst thing was they were like, right, let's mix it up this week, eat your Domino's whilst watching TV. So then there's us, like,
and you get the most clout shots.
Do you know what I mean? And then they put that in. Me, like, honestly, sat there like dripping down my face. And
that
I'm like,
was the first press pick of our family. Was me, full Domino's on my lap, shoving it. I thought, I don't fucking need
it's
this.
Just not
I don't need this.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you start putting on a bit of weight over the time as well when you're in it. And then people's like, well, that Domino's, they go back to the Domino's.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I saw you having that.
I know.
But would you expect to get fat? Just eating Domino's.
Sit down and eat food and watch TV.
Did you eat the snacks in front of you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so did we.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
so did we.
So did we. And like,
I'm a foodie.
Your whole day would be out. Like, it's so weird. We'd have lunch at like 2, but we'd have a big meal because we're like, we need to fill ourselves up.
Yeah.
So then we'd eat like popcorn, all that before then, like dinner. But then we'd have dinner at like 8 because we were filming till like 10, 11 at night.
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden, like, but then we'd be hungry after. Like, we were just fat pigs, really, weren't we?
No, we were bad.
Everything, like, because they'd put it in front of you and you're just like, oh, fuck.
And then after you're filming, you're so tired as well. You're just in the sofa. Like,
there's nothing left.
Oh,
Have you ever,
be honest. Be honest.
Did you ever have a night out like where you was on the piss and then filmed goggles.
Guys, there was one, me and George rolled in
we
at like four, right?
Yeah. Emma.
It was, we were filming it, like had to be there to set up at 11. I kid you not, after the first one, I go upstairs, I cold tap, window open, I'm going, I said to George, I can't do it. And the producers were like, if in a word, say guys, I'm white,
we're doing like the preamble and we're trying to eat some food and I'm like, you know Bridesmaids when she eats a pistachio and like they're like eat some food and I'm like
yeah.
Did you guys do that as well? Because it's
man.
So bad.
Oh, I'm dead. Literally on the sofa one time like when they was like this.
What, you fell asleep?
Yeah, we fell asleep, man.
Me, she looked like, that's me.
Yeah.
Right? Hi, guys.
Hi, everybody.
That is so
remote press anyone?
Yeah. You are.
Yeah, it's called us, told us off and everything, man.
They
put us in the show.
To be fair, I think that week we were barely in it. I think we got one ooh and then that was it. Some weeks you only get an all and it's a bit much, but it's worth it. I've been needing a wee so much recently, right? Busting for a wee. Just bear with me 1 second.
I actually just need a wee break. 1 sec.
Okay. Oh.
I do need a wee. I'm just gonna can I go quick?
George, you've weed so many times. Oh, okay. All right then. Bye. You know, I'm starting to do my 5K runs.
Yeah, you're in your health here.
Guys, I'm on that running hype. You know, that half marathon saga that's going on at the minute where everyone wants to do one. So I've been trying to train for it. And the other day I was running around the O2, had to stop and wee.
I was going to judge you, but on the way to Lake District, me and Lolly, obviously we had like a 5-hour drive. I think I stopped 3 times for a wee. You also actually made me laugh so much the other day that I weed myself, but I haven't told you that.
What?
Yeah.
I've been taking my air up on my runs though, George.
Have you?
I'm not even joking because it's getting warmer now. You know, we're finally onto the spring summer vibe and it's really important for me to stay hydrated when I'm running.
Also, do you know what I love? If I'm on the bike and that and I take this with me and I just want to, I can just, are you ready? Hook it up.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
do you hold it like that when you're running?
Yeah. Obviously I do, but that was a little, nice little technique you had there.
So guys, obviously we've got a promotion for you. Don't say we ain't the plugs. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, guys, go to the AirUp link in our bio.
And the code is NMB. I don't know why I did it like that. NMB-WEEMORE. So that's NMB-WEEMORE.
He got it right. And do you know what that's for? So that's 10% off AirUp's website with the link in our description.
Outside of current promotions. And the code is NMB-WEEMORE.
Guys, if you didn't want to go to the description for whatever reason, you can literally scan the code on the screen now. Wherever it is, just scan it.
Scan the code. Come to VigVir. All of this hashtag WEEMORE chat's making me want to go right now.
Yeah. I actually do need a wee as well. Right, BRB, guys. We're going to go for a wee, and then Marcus and Mish, we'll carry on.
So you did the show, and then you guys obviously left and went and did other things as well, didn't you? Like, and you've done some pretty cool things since. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you've got banged up at MasterChef for like the two major ones,
haven't
they?
Yeah.
So let's touch on MasterChef first.
Yeah, let's go MasterChef first.
Oh, MasterChef was wicked because I love cooking. I love eating.
Mm.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Same. I'm a foodie. So MasterChef, literally, as I came off Gogglebox, I got the call for MasterChef.
Did you?
Yeah, so I was just like...
Almost a bit of
divine timing.
A sign, though, as well. It was kind of meant to be. Like, yeah. Gogglebox is done, that chapter's done. Then, like, do you know what I mean? You get the call.
It gave me the opportunity for me ugly mug to get out there, for them to even know who I was, to go on, like, one of my favourite shows.
Yeah. Can I ask, feel free, you also don't have to answer this and we can cut it, but why did you decide to leave?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, I can just say that really, it was just to see what else is out there.
Yeah. Mm.
Because Gogglebox, to be quite honest, it is a really lovely gig, you know?
That's amazing,
You ain't got to travel far to work. Just going downstairs. Do you know what I mean?
Really?
Everyone comes to you, they bring you grub.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll get you
100%. Nice. They were really, really nice.
I guess it's just like, what's next though, innit, after that?
Well, this is
what you want to see, yeah.
Yeah.
Because also, like, as you said with you guys, like, as you said, Marcus, you had the gym, you had the salon. Mm. It was never really meant to happen.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you got
it. So then it's like, all right, off the back of this, we got a bit of a following. We got this, we got that. We've been invited to a couple of nice press nights, whatever. Like, let's see what can come off the back of it. And then obviously you've done that, banged up, Like,
right.
Celebrity Mashup.
And you would have never got those ops if you hadn't have given it a go, which is the main thing, isn't it?
A couple of quiz shows. I like quiz shows.
Yeah.
We'd never have gotten that.
Like, you thought me into doing one of them. I'm thick as anything.
What did
you're
do?
Not.
Oh, I am.
You've done the weakest link.
I said to her, I can't go in weakest. That would be fun.
Yeah, oh, I said to her, it would not be fun.
I saw the weakest link on
it would not be. It's not on my social media. I didn't put it on my social media. Better not be at my funeral either.
That's on the showreel, that is.
Yeah. Round. Done that. Oh, done pointless.
But you enjoyed MasterChef.
Sorry, so, yeah, so back to MasterChef. So you did that. Did you, were you a good like cook before? Because they're quite serious on the show, aren't they?
Yeah. Am I a good cook?
Yeah, very good cook.
That's good.
Brownie points, sir.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good answer. Good. No, she is. It's probably the only one I really like.
What does it look like? They were sharp with that.
At MasterChef, all that she did was cook the same. It was like being on Gogglebox, having the same takeaway every week. I ate the same thing. So what do you think, babes?
Well, same as yesterday.
But you got a rehearse,
you used the same amount of salt, the same amount of pepper. It's the same meal.
Yeah, but
and she gave it to me and the kids every single day.
Yeah.
What she was cooking on the show. She just rehearsed it.
Yeah, and give me some feedback.
Hell out of it.
Yeah, give me some feedback.
You had a meal plan.
Oh, yeah, man. That I was a meal plan, literally.
That's it. And then you go out there and you do your damn thing. And then John and Greg are they're like,
What
are they like?
Oh, they're lovely.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah,
they are very serious on the show, aren't they? But obviously they've got to be.
Yeah.
But I feel like off camera, like, could you imagine they were just the same? Like,
very much the same. But they're full of rants.
Get out of my kitchen.
Do you work well under pressure?
No.
Neither. Yeah.
No. I don't really like pressure. No, I like fun. I like, you know, that.
Yeah.
Just chill. Everyone just chill out.
Site like MasterChef, then you were really throwing yourself into the unknown. Because also with shows like that, it's like, I feel like with a lot of shows, if I was like, for example, I ever wanted to do one, you kind of want to know like what happens and what happens behind the scenes. But things like MasterChef, you just don't know. All you see is someone in the kitchen cooking. You're like, that's it, isn't it, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so but it's got to be stressful, pressure, timing. Timing is hard,
because
isn't it?
I think one of the misconceptions I had is that you're given an hour and 15, that's what they say, in it? But it's TV. That must mean at least 2 hours off. Do you know what I mean?
Think.
Hour and 15 is hour and 15. Shot,
right. There's no clock in the kitchen.
And there's no clock, so I don't even know what's going on.
See, that would kill me. Yeah. That'd write me off. Yeah.
And then I'm feeling like I'm just getting into it.
The section that you're
Tiny. My work surface is tiny, and you're just getting into it. And then John or Greg will be like, you've got 5 minutes
about
left.
And that as well, like
5 minutes thing.
Obviously, you've got a big camera crew around you.
And they're right up close to you. They're right up there.
When you're trying to
give me some space.
Might be a mistake, love. Fuck off.
Do you know what I mean? Give me some space. I've only got an hour and 15 and they're talking to you. You know me, tell us a little bit about what you're making.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I ain't got time for this.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm winging it.
Did you ever watch it on Gogglebox, that MasterChef?
Did you? We watched
MasterChef on Gogglebox.
Yeah. That must be such a wild thing.
Without Gogglebox. Oh, no, not me. I weren't on it.
No, I meant, what I meant was like to watch a show and react to it in Gogglebox and then to go on the show is like wild.
I watched it without Gogglebox. I thought that's what you meant. No, that's my show.
Right, I'm with you.
We did watch it before and we did always used to be like, oh, imagine if we were on there. And then
everyone says that, don't they?
Oh, man. Everyone thinks they're funny.
Yeah.
We obviously thought they were funny.
I wanted to ask this. Did you ever get messages? Because I used to get a lot of messages being like, so me and my nana just sat here and we're just thinking like, we would be so funny.
Have you got a number?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, the time. Literally.
Imagine when you're doing air and people are like, oh, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. How do I apply? I think it would be great.
What I should have done is set up an email address. Giving them that email
and
address.
And it just sends loads of stuff.
And if you just get, it's just £10 for the ad. Admin fee. Yeah. We'd be balling. Why did we think of that?
It's a $9.99 sign up fee.
Yeah.
You can't shit out your pocket.
That's what we should have done.
Oh, God.
If only.
We've spoken about it on there now.
Whoever's still on the show, they're going to be like, oh, I love this idea.
So funny.
So funny. And then you did Banged Up.
Yeah.
Which was wild.
Banged Up.
Wow.
Crazy that was concept. One of the shows, right? I only did the Banged Up because I work in the gym and a lot of the boys in the gym come from disadvantaged youth. They end up going to prison. And so I'd never been in prison before. So I thought, do you know what? Instead of just talking about it.
Or doing something to put you in prison.
Yeah.
I've never, let's get the opportunity to go there without...
Right, let me go there.
Yeah.
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 I'm the only person I know that's been paid to go to prison.
Crazy story.
You know, that never again, though. Oh, God.
Crazy.
It was awful. I thought I'd be all right in there. I'm from the ends. I thought,
yeah.
Nah, means
I'm
nothing.
From road. I'll be all right. I'll be in like one of the tough groups. When I've gone into prison,
groups.
Right?
Is it called collectives, groups?
Yeah,
mate.
Groups. Oh, gangs.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, come on.
I'm in the top group.
Yeah. That's me. That's me going in. Where's my girl?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Hey, bitches.
That's why I wasn't on that show. Trust me.
And now I thought, but they hated me in there. I've had a run-in with one of the guys in there particular, and it was just like...
Oh, no.
He was just onto me, man. And
it's probably though they are like a bit scared almost. Do you know what I mean? It's like, obviously, I know it's a show.
Well, they're ex-convicts, so.
They've still got it. It's obviously all like past stuff. They probably see you and they're like it all comes over them again. Do you know what I mean?
It was dangerous in there. I thought, nah, Channel 4 got this wrong here, man. There's someone's going to get fucking out.
Yeah.
I thought I was going there a little bit holiday camp, you know, knuckle down, get a bit of reading done.
Yeah.
Savage. I was in there on my first night. I've gone into a cell with a guy called Kevin Lane, right?
Right.
He's done 24 years behind the door, contract killer.
Oh,
now,
my.
He's
do you know what I mean? That's your roommate.
Right. They locked him in. They locked him next to Charles Bronson. He was in.
Shut
in
up.
Yeah, he was in with them boys. He said, "Hello, Marcus. It's nice to meet you." I said, and then they shut the door, but I didn't want to be too much of a bitch. And I didn't know that I was scared, right? So he said, he goes, "So where do you want to sleep? Top or the bottom?" I said to him, "Honestly, Kev, I don't mind. Where do you want to sleep?" Knowing that I want to sleep on the top because I don't want Kevin on top of me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he's gone. I said, "All right, Kev, can I have the top then?" He said, "Go on, have the top." He's moved up, put my stuff there. We've gone, I've tried not to sleep now. They're giving you your little like they're giving you your plate, your cup, and your little knife, plastic knife and that.
Right.
I've kept this knife underneath my pillow. Honestly, I slept with it. I've opened the window so that I didn't go sleep, so that the cold air would just stay on me. Fuck around and went sleep, innit? I've woke up, Kevin's looking at me.
No!
He's saying to me, and he goes, "Yeah, you're so tired. You slept like a baby, Marcus." I said, "It wasn't the plan." I said, "You might have stopped staring at me." Then he went and had a shit.
Because it's the
then
toilet.
Just
down,
in front of you, then yeah. He just pulled down these tracksuit bottoms, sat on the toilet and went.
That is
Yeah. There's a pitch, there's a shot on Banged Up where I'm just in my bed and I'm like that. And I'm just looking at the ceiling.
It's not I'm a celeb, is it?
Yeah.
A week.
Yeah, I did 6 nights in there.
Yeah.
And the first 2 nights, was like hell, man. And then they were banging on the door saying, Gogglebox, we're going to goggle your box.
Oh,
they were banging on the door, screaming outside the thing.
I get that sometimes in Soho.
Do you know what I mean?
You didn't get any contact to Misha or anything, did you? Like, were you allowed to text
them? No, but I managed to get a phone in there. My boy was boxing in the Three Nations, well, my youngest boy was boxing. First outing for England. And that's the thing about prison. You miss out on a lot. Mm-hmm. And that was one thing I missed.
Yeah.
Was to see my boy's first fight. And he won. But I managed to get one of the boys who snuck in a phone in his arsehole. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this is the type of equipment.
That's what you have to do in prison.
Yeah.
You text
me. He called me from the arse phone.
I've got it like that. Yeah. With a bit of tissue. Hey, babe.
Hey, how's it coming,
hey?
And you got your roomie like, down your neck.
You coming home and you with like hand sanitizer and like that.
Don't wash, get in the bath.
Well, when
now.
I come out of there, innit? Like, I was.
Oh, yeah.
I was.
He was traumatized.
I'm traumatized, man, when I come out. Like, I'm on the phone to her outside and I'm doing that and my back is on the wall and this is six nights in prison, by the way.
Yeah.
They've let me out.
He was never actually arrested for anything.
He was never actually a criminal at this point.
I am.
He's come out on FaceTime. He's mental, isn't it?
That is insane. You know, George and I had the chat for that show.
Yeah, to go in.
And I thank my lucky stars day and night.
Wish you
that we were not chosen. I promise you, imagine now you've said that, imagine the states.
Yeah,
when we got the call, we were like, we sat there and we were like, I don't think this is for us. And thank God I said
it was awful, bruv. It was awful. Poor Harvey that was in there. They took his chain.
Harvey, that's the singer guy.
Yeah. He's been on the pod.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Harvey.
Listen,
yeah,
he had a rough time in there, man. Yeah, they rubbed him with his stuff in there. He was in the cell, and they barricaded him in there. And then he's like, but it was literally like that. You was frightened.
Were you not? Not like not protected, but no, you they wanted it to be as enough, real as possible. Yeah. So if a security guard ran in or something, I was like, cut, cut. It's not what they wanted. They
there's
wanted
a new the show, isn't it, on Netflix. Wait, what's it called? Unlocked. And their prison's got no guards for 6 weeks. You seen it?
It's not.
You know what I'm saying? How can you do that?
No, but it's...
Oh, you lot, go on that one.
No, not...
Yeah, go on,
do you want me to?
I will pay you lot to go on.
But I think it's real. It's like, I saw it on Netflix the other night. It's number two in the programme thing. And it's a real prison, but they've segregated a wing. And it's real. When the prison guard comes in and basically says, for 6 weeks, we're opening the gates and there's no guards. And they're real drug dealers, real killers, whatever. And I haven't watched it, but I saw the trailer.
How is that chaos? Yeah.
How is that even legal to do? How
are they? It's legal to do because most of us will tap in to watch it.
Yeah, it's number two in the UK.
You see what I mean? Yeah, because you want to see
these little one there, they had two security guards, right? Two little skinny fellas. Yeah, just walking up and down. A few screws. And I'm thinking, and the convicts are in there are all big, strong men.
Yeah.
And you just think to yourself, they can take this prison anytime they want.
I know, that's just terrifying.
Take the wing.
Well, that's what I mean, because obviously you look at prison and that, and there's 60 people, for example, in a wing, and there's like three guards. Mm. And they don't have guns like America. America don't have the shotguns, whatever. You've got like a baton. What's that going to do? 60 games to have killed someone. Yeah. Like,
exactly. I couldn't do it. You're so brave.
I don't
so
even
want
to think about it. Speaking of like being locked up, obviously, George did locked in with Foot Asylum. And you do Tennessee.
What's as bad as that?
What do you mean he does Tennessee? He trains Tennessee.
Oh, please.
Any trouble.
Danny Aaron's tapping into the comments. What do you mean?
And she's got me in a headlock. Yeah. And he's happy days having a good old giggle.
Host of the year over
she's my 10-10. I call her my little 10-10.
So did you watch her in there? Did you see her in there?
I saw her in there. Yeah, disappointed me all the tears.
She was boxing every day, to be fair.
Yeah, she wanted her gloves.
We had our special items and she had her gloves.
Yeah.
And it was like they... 7, 8, or 9 that we finally got them, and then they got taken that same day. By the way, because Danny fucked about in jail, so they took all our items. But she got her gloves, and then was just shadow boxing everyone and that. But she'd hurt her hand as well, hadn't she?
She had
a strap on and stuff. Well, not a strap, not a strap.
Oh, fucking hope not. It's your luxury item.
Guys, but yeah, so you trained 10 for her fight against
Paigey Cakey. I only had 10 for 3 weeks though, you know.
Okay.
She was training somewhere else before.
Yeah.
Then she came down to me. I said she was shit, she should pull out. She said I can't because I'm getting too much.
He's that guy, he's that type of trainer.
But that's good. You need that.
She didn't know what a jab was, or she didn't do no bent arm shots, no hooks, no uppercuts or anything. And then she's going to have a big fight.
In front of everyone,
In front of everyone. And Paigey is a rogue girl. She could fight like... not
a scrapper.
And I knew the gym that she was training at.
Right.
London Shoot Fighters is a top, top gym.
Mm.
You know, I've always had competition with them and it's a good gym.
Yeah.
So she did good to get where she won. I thought she won the fight. She gets the rematch, it's curtains.
Well, this is the thing. We all had this conversation in locked in and that, and she's openly said it as well on podcasts and that, like, she wants that rematch next. It's just when it's meant to be. It was meant to be in, like, for, I don't know, like, March, then May, then. So, like, obviously you'll probably know more than me or whatever, and we can keep it all secretive, but that is what's meant to be next, isn't it? So you're training her now.
So you're training her at the minute?
Yeah. I'm training her at the minute. Mm. So every time we try and get a rematch, something always happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, she said
cowards!
I don't know if it's that, but...
And obviously she's now got Danny training.
So would you train Danny?
Power couple.
No, I don't train Danny.
Would you? I don't know how it works with boxing. Like, do you have like loyalties to your trainers or how does it work?
I said to her, if he needs help and he's not getting on good where he is, then bring him down and I'll help him out.
Sure.
But it's like, do you know what? It's like, I got a lot of top fighters that are proper boxers.
Yeah, and you're dealing with all of these.
Oh, God.
No, it is different though, isn't it? Then starting to deal with someone who's never really boxed.
Yeah,
and also, like,
starting from
the
scratch.
YouTube boxing ain't as savage as proper boxing. No. Do you know what I mean? It's not. Like, unless you're like this KSI at the top where you're on the cusp, like, it's different for you.
Ten can spar proper people now.
Yeah.
Right.
Hands down, she can spar proper people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I took her up to spar that, what's her name?
Misha? We had
Did you?
What's her name? The porn star.
Elbrook. Gonna get messed.
Not her. The other porn star.
What about me? Are you just disregarding him saying all these porn stars?
Yeah. Like, oh, we had a little mum about. I got in the ring with her. You're not gonna mention, aren't you? Getting in the ring with her. All right, but just bypass me. It's okay.
Well, you faked her injury.
Oh, here we go.
Well, here we go.
Yeah, I've taken her to box.
I know
what
you're talking about. I can't remember the name. Yeah.
What? Yeah,
she boxed on Miss Nick as well.
Not Elbrook. No, Astrid Wett.
Astrid.
Oh, did she?
We went up there
did
and sparred her, right?
Oh, yeah. Astrid Wett.
She sparred Astrid Wett, man.
You're proud of yourself, ain't you? Hey, coach.
You're on team with Adam.
Who's your coach, Ted?
Ted's my little girl. I love Ted. She's the most difficult person I have ever trained. She's a complete fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
She just... I'm not in the mood today. She's always moaning about something, man. And I say, fucking 10, just save it. Save it for someone who cares.
Save it for the ring.
I kicked her out. I slung her out the gym about 3 times. She comes back in and says, am I still allowed to train here? I told her to fuck off. Yeah. Go back to fucking modeling because this shit ain't for you.
Yeah.
You're getting it and then you're complaining. You're saying... She's bribing the girls that she's sparring, saying, listen, please don't hit me hard, please. And paying them off behind the door because she knows that. So I'm like, what's happening here? This ain't proper fucking sparring.
Yeah, but
the girls have all been paid off to die.
I don't care.
I've got some PLT gifting in my boot. Don't hit me hard. Yeah. And you've got 9 dresses, right?
I swear to you, she came to the gym with a big bag full of clothes and gave them out to all of the girls. So all the girls, all the young girls, are dressing looking like Tennessee. And none of them don't want to hit her now. So I put the boys in with her.
That's a good game plan, no.
Then the boys go in there and then all the boys fancy her, so they don't want to
hit her. They don't want to hit her. So for example, George is an interest in doing like a Misfits fight. So would you train George if he had an op to do
it? You want
to
get in the ring?
Yeah.
Do you?
Maybe he actually does. Times, just see what it's like. Innit? I just feel like the whole experience would be so sick.
Have you done any boxing before?
Not really, no. I train, but I know it's completely different. So that's obviously like...
I'm a boxing mum, innit?
When I
see you young ones want to do it.
I feel like it's the whole... Because it's basically like... You know, so everyone wants to be a footballer. If you do like a charity football game, you're kind of there. You're in a little stadium. You got people watching. It's the same with boxing. Everyone's like, I imagine like what AJ felt like or whatever.
Yeah.
It's kind of that with Misfits, isn't it? It's just like on a smaller scale. But nowadays, it's not really on a small scale, is it?
Because everyone's like,
it's massive.
Crazy.
You got Danny doing like that fight with Bevo, is it?
Yeah,
like that
TikTok headline at like Wembley and stuff. Like mental.
I think it would be a good thing to try though.
It's not small.
Who would you fight then? Let's think. You know, you could box. What's that rapper called?
Ardy. I'd love to box Ardy.
I wasn't thinking of him. I was thinking
Are you
of,
calling him out?
I've called him out Ardy before. He's done it before.
And what
before.
Happened?
He just had no reply.
Ardy would be perfect.
I thought that.
Like everything.
I thought that. Is there anyone else like not in music?
Ardy, do not be a chicken. We're calling you out. We'll have it. Make sure you tune in to this and get yourself lively. Get yourself down any gym, anytime, anywhere. Yeah?
Bosh.
He actually follows the podcast, I think.
Bosh.
So funny. Yeah. So funny.
Well, there
would
we
you
go.
Train him?
Of course I'll train him. Yeah. I'll train you. Yeah.
Well, you've got a trainer now and you've got a potential opponent.
I've got no excuse.
Yeah.
There is no excuse.
All right, cool. Let's get it done.
Put it in a
See
car.
You next week.
Your first few weeks down by me, you'll hate it.
I'll be coming home.
Because
yeah,
I know you go to the gym, but the cardio and everything.
He just started like being told what to do.
Yeah.
You'll say do this and he'll go, fuck off.
No, not to me, Will.
You'll meet my boys. Our boys, my older boy, by the time he was bloody 14, he was European number one. He won the Youth Commonwealth Games.
Fuck me, no pressure then.
Battle. My little one, 14-year-old, five-time national champion, one-time European champion. He's got European selections are coming up. So there's loads of people to spot.
Well,
up.
He ain't
This is what I do, man. This is my thing. Well, I love.
I've got your trainer.
Yeah, happy days.
Well, I'm just going to nip for a wee and I'll be right back.
All right.
Right, so into segment Dirty Diary. So what we do is it's not really dirty at all. Oh, sometimes it's mum's on the set.
It's fine.
Dirty Diary.
I know, because I'm thinking I'm not going to do well on this bit. I'm a virgin.
So we just write down things that have happened to us this week and then get the guests to read it out. So I've written mine upside down, but I'll give this to whoever wants it. It's just a couple
give
points
on there.
Give
birthday to him.
Birthday to him. And then...
my writing, you can read it.
Our writing's also terrible.
I ain't got me glasses. I know, it's all right. I can see this.
Okay. I saw my who.
All right, how do you want us to do this? Do you want him to go first?
Yeah. Marcus, you reel them all off. Then
read all of them.
I've got two, but he might not be able to read it. My writing is terrible.
Ray saw my what?
TikTok.
Oh, so your TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Ray's story, yeah.
Yeah, I dressed up as Ray as a joke for a TikTok. Actually, she saw you dressed up as Ray.
At this point, you know he's thinking, who the fuck's Ray? I know him. I don't even need to look at him.
Do you know?
Who's Ray?
Ray.
The singer.
Like R-A-Y-E.
All right. What's that song?
The Escapism one.
With, what's his name? Stormzy, no?
Yeah, she did the song with Stormzy. Weekend. Yeah, the weekend
we're talking about.
Yeah.
On Monday, I can't do. On Tuesday, I'm busy. On Wednesday, babysitting. Know that song?
So what am I doing? Yeah. I'm saying Ray saw your TikTok.
You're just reading it out and then we just chat about it.
Yeah.
So.
That's a big frigging deal, babe. You're supposed to kind of give that a bit of feedback.
That's a big deal.
It's so fine.
It's a goggle box. He's gonna laugh. Sorry, Ray.
I'm a big that up.
Anyway, yeah. I felt proud. But
what was on your TikTok?
It was me and George dressed up as her.
No way.
Yeah,
they'll be bullying you about that in the gym when you're training that you're in that dress.
Yeah, he put me in a dress.
I want to see that.
And who did you perform it with?
Oh, and then the second one, I was at a PLT, the party last week. And you know Sugar Babes?
Yeah.
You know Sugar Babes?
Mucha, yeah.
Mucha from Sugar Babes. He performed with Mucha from Sugar Babes. She's the one. That's what I mean with him. You don't know who anyone is.
We got the wrong diary
slot. And you don't know names.
No, go on, I'll have this one.
Mucha from Sugar Babes. She's beautiful. She's like...
She's a very tattooed.
Is it Filipino?
Yeah, she's Filipino.
Yeah.
Like tattoos.
She's got like these dimples. Ooh. And... Why are you acting
dimples? I'm getting into it. Blame these two.
Do you know what?
Get out.
That's my diary for this week. Less dirty, more... that was a lot. That was
controversial, actually.
Yeah, very controversial.
What, are we moving swiftly on?
Right, swiftly.
Right, let's have a look at George's. You went to the Lake District, didn't realise it was 5 hours away.
Yeah.
We didn't put it in your sat-nav.
No. So I booked it and I thought it was 2 hours away.
Uh-huh.
It was 5.5 hours and you get there and everyone's Scottish because you're like on the border.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was fun, right? And we stayed in this really nice lodge, but...
We as in?
Me and my girlfriend.
You and your girlfriend.
Yeah. But
you and your bae.
Dirty Diary. Hey.
Keep it clean. Keep it clean.
sorry.
What you going down Lake District for, eh?
In it?
Yeah, cabin in the woods.
Just having a little feel up on the way, eh?
Hey.
That's why it took 5 hours, isn't it?
Little detour.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man, next one. 5 minutes.
Showing your age, babe. Okay, all right. The weather lately is making me want to move abroad. Where would everyone move to? Babe?
Where you going?
I'm going Jamaica.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going Jamaica, yeah. I'm a full yardie. What? I'm going yard. Where you going?
I'm going yard.
Yeah. You're coming, right?
Yeah, we're going yard.
We're going yard. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going Ibiza.
Yeah. Probably. Are you?
Yeah.
Did it large in Ibiza.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't know, you know. I've written it, but maybe like Australia or something.
Really?
No.
What about the tarantulas?
Yes.
You would not spiders. Do Australia. You can't do more than like an hour flight.
Yeah, it's not five. It's not 2.5 hours. You know.
Dubai.
Yeah.
I ain't been Dubai. No, because I like a bargain and I like, you know. Dubai, holding hands.
Dubai's
and
not
stuff.
My place.
I'm scared.
Dubai's not for me. I
it's
don't
not
think.
As scary as you think, though.
Like I am too vulgar for Dubai. So I'll be slapping her off.
Yeah, and I'll be bending over so we can slap it.
No, it's true, man.
Dubai's not for us.
We would get banged up in Dubai.
Yeah, in
literally.
Dubai.
And you've got experience. Yeah. Right. So,
and yeah. I don't. No.
Yeah, no, it's not, that wouldn't be for me,
okay,
Dubai.
Maybe I'll join you in Ibiza or something. We know Ibiza.
I can picture you in Ibiza.
I just, I
know having a right good old time.
I do. It's messy, isn't it?
Well, where you're taking me? Where you taking me for my birthday?
Marbella. Have you not done Marbella?
Are you
going on bank holiday weekend?
Yeah, we are going on bank holiday weekend.
Yeah, because that's a couple of days before your birthday. That's messy, you know?
Yeah.
That is messy, yeah.
Messy, good messy.
Before my birthday, is it?
We're going there.
During birthday celebration.
Can you imagine?
I'm not even drinking at the moment. That's the only problem.
You will be out there.
Stopped drinking for a bit, yeah? Because I'm literally training. I'm training. There's a show that I'm trying to do.
Ooh.
I'm doing some training.
Ooh.
All right. It's a bit of a horrible one for me because I'm literally going to be training.
And he's going to be the big 4-0. And he ain't never
going to be.
I'm telling
you.
Yeah. It's May Bank holiday and they go a bit crazy out there, I think.
Really?
So you will drink.
Maybe spirit, maybe a gin.
Yeah,
and like gin and tonic.
You don't know
my PT.
He's so disciplined.
Yeah.
He's really disciplined. When he's drinking.
Yeah.
And when he's not.
I'm a rum drinker. I drink rum.
Okay, fine.
That's it.
So, but right now.
Fine. No, it's good to be disciplined.
It's a cheeky magazine in the back pocket or something.
Isn't it?
A cheeky little magazine. She drinks that. She's so ghetto, you know.
I had six of them after work once when I was in recruitment and next my coworker, who's a girl, and then I got called into HR about it and they were like, yeah, I know. It honestly, it did something to me.
I love them. I absolutely love them.
I couldn't even see.
Yeah, Magnums are too ghetto, bro. A drink there.
So, your whole week was ruined when Arsenal bottled the league.
Who'd you
don't tell me about it, bruv.
Arsenal.
I'm an Arsenal supporter.
And I'm obviously Arsenal by default.
And I am by default because I don't know anything else.
But it's crazy.
I don't know anything. I have no idea. Liverpool lose.
It's literally set up for us to win and then we're back on top. And
then we're back on top.
2-0 to Villa.
You know, let City win again. That's what they're going to do. They're going to make City go and take it again.
Yeah, fuck them.
This was our chance.
Is that what you meant to say?
It's just a game.
It's not just...
So it's a way of life. It's a way of life.
Tonight and tonight's one of the biggest games of the season.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Crazy. You're gonna be. Okay. You're gonna be locked.
Where are they?
Tonight.
Yeah. 100%. Are we watching?
Where are they?
It's Germany. Yeah.
Got that one.
Well done, Jay.
Cool.
All right. Anyway.
So you've started taking probiotics and vitamins. Yeah. And gummies.
I feel like I'm on my health kick. I'm doing cod liver oil.
Good.
Good.
I'm taking my gummies. I'm taking probiotics from your tummy.
Good for you. No, that's good.
It's good. Like, everything's good. Gymming every day.
Yeah.
You feel clean.
Health is well.
I stopped vaping. I actually have now.
Have you?
Oh, well done, man.
Yeah. I feel clean.
What?
He used to look grey when he was vaping.
I'd wake up, instead of getting some water, I'd be like...
he looked like them curtains right there. That's what he looked like. No.
You know what I mean?
I feel...
Vaping thing ain't good, man. Man, it's not good.
Honestly, us lot in locked in and that. But that's all we could do. But I came out of there.
Is he vaping in there?
Snitch. Are you about to
locked in.
No.
His face was
there. No.
Then.
Where?
Then is he vaping in there?
Let's have a little look at what's next, guys.
That's a yes. All right, cool.
Well.
Let's play our next game.
Well.
Us lot. That's a collective.
Yeah, but it don't mean she was vaping, babe. She was just there. She might have been passive vaping.
This is a conspiracy.
She was passive vaping. Right.
Do you want your diaries back, lovely?
Oh, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
sorry, I don't know anyone is.
No, it's perfect.
We'll move on to council courtroom. When we say this, we're not trying to cancel anyone apart from people in our family. Like, what has someone done in your life, in our life, that you'd be like, you know what, you're cancelled in the household? So we normally cancel the dog because she just stinks of shit.
It's like Judge Rinder. It's like Judge Rinder, but for your house. So we always cancel Mum or George.
Mum will have two bottles of Prosecco one night and all of a sudden dinner's cremated. Do you know what I mean? Cancelled. Yeah. So we want to know who's cancelled this week in your household. We'll tell you ours.
Yeah.
Who would you say is
not to instigate any beef, yeah, but I can see some looks right
now. We don't want a feud.
Nah.
We just want to.
Should I go first?
I know you're cancelling. Go. Go first. You go first. You
well, cancel. I could cancel a couple of you bastards, to be quite honest.
I'm on that list.
Yeah, you are.
Babes, you said I was your everything.
You are my everything. You are.
Oh, that's strange.
But if the passageway is clear, for heaven's sake, why are your shoes there, babes?
Oh, okay, fine.
We've got a shoe cupboard.
Yeah.
It's nice as well. Yeah?
It's big.
It's big.
It's for
me. Your shoes in the shoe cupboard, darling. Get yourself uncancelled.
He is racking them up in his brain. He's got to fire them out now.
Yeah, he's
right, John, you've done bad.
No, she's all right. No, she's all right. You ain't getting cancelled.
Who's the messiest?
What, out of us two?
Yeah.
It's got to be you.
Excuse me?
It has to be you, babe.
I beg your pardon.
I'm always cleaning up after you. That's why you don't see your mess.
Oh.
This
don't see a mess. That's why. Oh. Do you know what?
You're going to do that on the big pot, yeah?
No, we leave the kitchen. She wants you to dry up water droplets on the kitchen, in the kitchen.
Yeah. I am like that.
Come on,
I've got
man.
OCD though. So I'm like, yeah.
Or if I've gone and put my glass down, I've gone upstairs to use a loo, I come down, the glass is gone.
Yeah.
I'm like, it said I had that much drink in it.
Yeah.
Finished.
I'm saving that for tomorrow.
It's hard. There's bubbles in it.
I feel the other side of that. There was a pot of gum on our island the other day. I was like, the mess in here, I can't fucking stand it. It's a pot of extra gum. I went, get it out of it. That's what I'm like.
In it?
It's hard though.
You just want to see clear surfaces and things at right angles to the wall. Do you know what I mean? No?
I feel you 110%. What about us? In terms of who's cancelled this week. Actually, I'm cancelling Dad. I'm cancelling Dad because I asked him to be home because I really need his help with something on Thursday. I woke up really early for me. It was like 7, but I woke up at 7, got in the car, driving back to Essex, called Mum, she's like, oh, your dad's in Eastbourne. She's gone work. I was like, I've moved my entire day around this man. I got a text, sorry, kiss. He's a man of few words, as you notice on Gogglebox.
You get
one word, it's that a day.
Yeah.
So funny. I'll text him like a really long paragraph and he'll just put the wink emoji and thumbs up.
Thumbs up!
I'm just like, that doesn't fucking
and
help.
To be fair,
I'm like, broken down. He's like, the man.
The man's pretty much got cataracts, so he can't even see what emoji he's sending either.
So your dad's at the stage of his life where you lot know his responsibility.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
letting you lot know that.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to go to him. He finally found out how to post on Instagram on his own.
Oh.
And but he didn't mean to. It was like a Sunday night. He obviously had a bottle of wine. And he just posted a ticket, like a screenshot of some tickets to Goodwood Festival of Speed. No caption.
No caption.
But like, he just posted it. Like, he obviously didn't mean to.
Oh,
and
bless
I'm looking
him.
Through his Instagram. Like, that's probably what I'll
I hope you
for.
Gave him a like.
I did.
And a common.
You didn't like it.
You didn't like it.
No, sorry. The worst thing that they take the mick out of me, but I don't even follow him back.
Oh, no, you are cancelled.
That is you are cancelled.
No, you are cancelled.
And on that note.
I know. Well,
on that note,
guys, thank you so, so much for coming on. We really, really appreciate it. Like, genuinely have had so much fun. Yeah. So thank you. It means a lot. And have you guys got anything up and coming, like planned next or taking as it comes? Just before we wrap up,
do you know in TV you bloody can't tell him.
That's never the only thing.
It's
all off camera, isn't it?
No. Yeah.
But what we can say is that we would love to actually have a podcast.
I was just about to say,
Brian, you guys are great.
A relationship
mate.
One, you know,
you
like,
guys, that would be so funny.
Like, yeah.
Talking about a bit of that.
No, man.
No. Well, let's manifest it. We're going to manifest that for you. 100%.
No, we are. We're going to have a relationship podcast.
That's what we'd
about.
Like to do.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I will be tuning in. But
you'll
guys,
be coming down to
I will be. Yeah. So, guys, at home, thank you so much for watching. If you watch on YouTube, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe.
If you're listening on Spotify, please rate us 5 stars. It helps massively. Obviously, if you don't follow Marcus and Mish, obviously, everything will be down below. But that is us for this week. Thank you so much once again, guys.
Thank you,
really
guys.
Appreciate it.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.